We're drawing to a conclusion now in this psalm, so we come again to the last portion of the psalm, Psalm 119, and we're going to read from verse 169 through to verse 176. Let us hear God's word. Let my cry come near before thee, O Lord. Give me understanding according to thy word. Let my supplication come before thee. Deliver me according to thy word. My lips shall utter praise when thou hast taught me thy statutes. My tongue shall speak of thy word, for all thy commandments are righteousness. Let thine hand help me, for I have chosen thy precepts. I have longed for thy salvation, O Lord, and thy law is my delight. Let my soul live, and it shall praise thee, and let thy judgments help me. I have gone astray like a lost sheep. Seek thy servant, for I do not forget thy commandments. Amen. May the Lord add the blessing to the reading of his holy and precious word. Well, this week we return again to verse 174. If you recall, last week we considered the first half, I have longed for thy salvation, O Lord. Well, tonight we consider the latter part of the verse, and thy law is my delight. And thy law is my delight. Dear congregation, in the midst of trial, the psalmist longed for God's salvation, as we saw last week. That is, that the Lord would draw near and deliver him. However, though surrounded by difficulties, he found joy in the word. Not only in obeying, as we will consider as we draw to a conclusion tonight, but also amongst other things, it showed him God's salvation. He could rest in the midst of waiting, surrounded by difficulties, because the word made plain that the Lord would deliver. He knew from the bottom of his heart that deliverance would come. It seemed a long time coming, but he believed that it would come in God's appointed time. Consider at this time how the Holy Spirit applied the word to his heart, but also cultivated that grace of joy within, and he was found rejoicing in the Lord. I have longed for thy salvation, O Lord, and thy law is my delight. Well, let's come directly to these words tonight. First of all, delight in the midst of waiting. Secondly, delight in the word. And then thirdly, delight in obedience. Delight in the midst of waiting, delight in the word, and delight in obedience. I have longed for thy salvation, O Lord, and thy law is my delight. Well, consider here, he was longing that the Lord would come and deliver. And with that in mind, we consider this first point, delight in the midst of waiting. Deliverance had not yet come. He was longing for it. He was waiting for it. But whilst he was waiting, he was delighting in God's law. Now, as we saw last week, he had a longing for God's salvation. Besides looking to the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, for he is God's salvation, and then further, that great day of deliverance in light of what he would know from Job, he was also looking to be delivered from trial. Time had passed. The trial had been long. And some of our trials are long. And we struggle in waiting while we bear the cross, or while we face the difficulty. With the psalmist, in Psalm 13, he begins the psalm by saying, "How long wilt thou forget me, O Lord, forever? How long wilt thou hide thy face from me? How long?" See, the psalmist questioned the Lord, "How long?" It had been a long time now, that's implied, isn't it? It's interesting when you come to Psalm 13, a number of the old writers point us to the Lord Jesus Christ there, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. But we notice in verse 2, he had sorrow in his heart daily. And here's the Saviour in his humiliation, looking to the Father, "How long? How long wilt thou forget me, O Lord?" Well, as we think of the psalmist at this particular time, deliverance had not yet come. Now the Lord has promised we shall be delivered from all our trials. But we do find ourselves echoing those words of the psalmist and the Lord Jesus Christ in his humiliation. How long? Deliverance is assured. Psalm 34 verse 19, "Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all." We've been delivered from some affliction, but there is some affliction that is still before us, surrounding us now, but that which is before us before we leave this world. And we're still waiting, aren't we, for deliverance from some affliction that surrounds us. It's assured we will be delivered, but we're waiting. It may be at this present time there's some testing experience you're facing, and it's been a while. You've been praying each day that the Lord would help and deliver you from that situation. Maybe it's been a few weeks now, a few months, or even a few years. You're still in the situation and you're praying. You sought to be patient, but it's not easy. And you're longing, as you see here, for God's salvation, verse 124, but you struggle at times. It's been a long time. Maybe some health situation. And you're waiting for deliverance. You're struggling with the pain. You're struggling with the situation you face within. And you're waiting that the Lord would come. It may be some person in the workplace or the community making things difficult for you. And there seems to be no change. The weeks pass, the months pass, or even the years pass, and that person don't really change, and they still cause you difficulty and upset. You've been waiting a long time for deliverance from that situation and that difficulty. The days pass, as it was for the psalmist. He was longing. He was waiting. But we see here tonight, though he had this great longing to be delivered quickly, though he was waiting, he found pleasure in God's word in the midst of waiting. For it comforted his soul. Turn with me to verse 49 of this psalm. "Remember the word unto thy servant upon which thou hast caused me to hope. This is my comfort in my affliction, for thy words have quickened me." He's asking the Lord to bring the word near, that the Holy Spirit would apply it to his soul. In times past, he's hoped in the Lord. He knows at this present time, he will know that reviving of hope. But he's also found comfort. Comfort in his affliction. Notice that in verse 50. "This is my comfort in my affliction." He found comfort in the word. And he knew that delight, as we see in verse 174. And the Lord is able, whilst we're waiting, to bring the word home that we find delight therein. Psalm 94, verse 19. In the midst multitude of my thoughts within me, thy comforts delight my soul. And how that so speaks. We can have many thoughts going around our head, around our mind. We may be confused, perplexed, cast down, anxious. There's a multitude of thoughts. You know what that's like? A multitude of thoughts, one after another. Your mind seems to go to that situation, and then that situation, but then suddenly the Holy Spirit brings a verse or a chapter to your mind, and you find your heart filling with comfort, and you know that pleasure. In the multitude of my thoughts within me, thy comforts delight my soul. So much going around your mind, but then the Lord calms your mind to focus for a few moments, maybe, on some verse, and you find delight. William Cowper, Bishop of Galloway, there's at least two William Cowpers, well, this is the Bishop of Galloway in Scotland, wrote this on this verse. David shows what it was that upheld him in this time of delay of God's promised salvation. David shows what it was that upheld him in this time of delay of God's promised salvation. He was waiting, but it seemed a long time. But here he was upheld by the word, and it brought him comfort and further delight, as we note here. And it happens, doesn't it? We can be waiting, and it seems a long time. But then the Lord brings comfort, and we find ourselves delighting in the comfort that he has brought. Remember Paul and Silas? At midnight they sang praises to the Lord, surrounded by affliction, in that cold, dark place. There they were, but then they knew that warming of the soul. Their hearts were warmed, and they sang praises. At times we may not feel like singing when it's bitterly cold, like tonight. Paul and Silas, there they were in the cold. But oh, the Lord warmed the soul. And they were found praising the Lord, and they sang from the word, as we know. And they rejoiced in the Lord and what they heard as they sang in the word. Delight in the midst of waiting. Are you waiting for some deliverance? But the Lord is able to bring comfort to your soul as you wait on, and that delight. Now at this point, turn with me to Habakkuk. Remember the day of difficulty, when there was so little fruit and blessing. The heart of Habakkuk was stirred by the Holy Spirit, and he wrote under inspiration, Habakkuk 3, verse 17, although the fig tree shall not blossom, neither shall fruit be in the vines, the labour of the olive shall fail, and the field shall yield no meat, the flock shall be cut off from the fold, and there shall be no herd in the stalls. Yet I will rejoice in the Lord, I will joy in the God of my salvation. He looked around, what was happening? So little fruit. But he looked up, the word was impressed upon his heart, I will joy in the God of my salvation. At times we look around, what's happening? But then we're called to look up by faith, and we grasp the word, and the Lord applies the word, and we're found rejoicing. Habakkuk, new blessing will come for God's people. Seemed so little at the time when he looked around, but he knew blessing would come, and he was helped to rejoice in the Lord. Then turn with me to Psalm 13. Psalm 13, how long wilt thou forget me, O Lord, forever? How long wilt thou hide thy face? That's how the psalm begins. How long? He's waiting. His enemies were surrounding him. He's waiting for deliverance. How long? But when you come to the end of the psalm, verse 6, we read this, I will sing unto the Lord, because he hath dealt bountifully with me. I will sing unto the Lord, because he hath dealt bountifully with me. It's interesting, isn't it? It begins with, how long? But then the psalm ends with, I will sing. You see, the Lord had brought comfort to him in his lower state. When he was longing for deliverance, the Lord brought comfort and he was found delighting. You may be waiting tonight, but before the wait is over, the Lord is able to comfort your heart and to cause you to look up and rejoice, to know I will get through. The word is true. He has promised deliverance. I will get through. In the midst of waiting, delighting in the word. And that leads us to consider secondly tonight, delight in the word. Delight in the word. I have longed for thy salvation, O Lord, and thy law is my delight. If you recall, there are 10 words in Psalm 119, such as statutes, judgment, law, on which you go, to describe the word of God. It speaks of the word of God. And here's the psalmist. He thinks of God's word. In the midst of this affliction, when he's waiting for deliverance, and he finds delight. This delight, this pleasure, had arisen in his heart. You may find it when you're meditating on the word, when you're reading the word, when you're singing. This delight ascends in your soul. One moment you may have low thoughts or fear like those disciples. You're in the trial, you've been waiting a long time, and you wonder, really human, how much longer, Lord, can I really cope with the situation? You have these low thoughts or there's fear, but then delight fills your heart. I have longed for thy salvation, O Lord, and thy law is my delight. There's a delight in the word. Well, let's just open this up as we consider this delighting in the word, this pleasure that arises. Well, first of all, there is a delight because in the word of God we read of God's salvation. We read of deliverance. And that brings the delight. Go back to Psalm 34, verse 19. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all. Many are my afflictions, but the Lord is going to deliver me out of them all. This affliction that's been lasting years, I'm going to be delivered from. This dark valley that seems to go on, I'm going to be delivered from. And it brings joy. We can think of our many afflictions, but then we're led to consider we're going to know deliverance from them all. Thy law is my delight because it tells me of deliverance. Psalm 50, verse 15, and call upon me in the day of trouble, I will deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify me, I will deliver. The Lord declares it. Our covenant God has made it known. I will deliver. You think of some trial in your life that's a very difficult trial. You've been struggling with it for a long time. Well, listen to the Lord. I will deliver thee. He who speaks the truth has declared it to your soul. Oh, this joy, this delight can ascend when we listen to the Lord. Remember again those words of Habakkuk. He looked around at the scene in this day. Yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. He's a saved man. He's looking forward to deliverance at death and deliverance at the great day, but also deliverance from what he sees around. Blessing will come. He's rejoicing in deliverance. And we delight in this book because it tells us, it assures us, we're going to be delivered from our trials. But then consider secondly, another reason why we find delight in the word, in affliction. The Lord brings a word of comfort to us through the word. Let's turn back to Psalm 94, verse 19. In the multitude of my faults within me, thy comfort delight my soul. Thy comfort delight my soul. A little earlier I sat by the wood burner and warmed my hands. That was comfort. But you think of the warming that the Lord brings to the soul. Thy comfort delight my soul. They warm us. They bring comfort. We like our comforts, don't we? We love the word of God. And we're thankful that the Lord brings comfort to us through the word. He is the God of all comfort, and his comforts are fetched through the word. Remember those precious words in 2 Corinthians 1 verse 3. Blessed be God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and the God of all comfort. And how often I've read those words, thinking about God, that he is the God of all comfort, and I have found that comfort in my heart. He's the God of all comfort, and it's declared to us. In every situation, he's able to comfort us in that long, difficult trial that seems to go on and on. He's able to bring us more comfort in every situation, for he is the God of all comfort. We can go again and again to this book, or the Lord would take and apply it. It brings delight, doesn't it? Because we're comforted by God. And he loves to comfort you. And we hear him so very near to us through the word. Thirdly, another reason why we find delight in the word whilst we're waiting is this. In God's word we read of providence. And that brings us delight. We read of providence. Been a long time, has it? What do we read in Romans 8, verse 28? And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. You're called according to his purpose. All things work together for good, even this long trial, the difficulty that's still in front of you. All things work together for good. The Lord has declared this one. Declared it. What a precious text. And are we not thankful for that? The Lord has spoken many a time. I mentioned last Saturday, there's a boy at Totten, and on the tea, greetings were given many years ago. And there was one particular gentleman, he's with the Lord now, and he had his health issues. He struggled to walk at times. And he said this, it's one thing to say those words when all is going well. But it's another thing to say those words and to be thankful when we're in difficulties. We know that all things work together for good to them that love God. We're thankful for it, aren't we? That it will work for our good. And we know it. Or we find delight in the word because we're told of God's providence. In straits, the reading of God's providence in the word can cause calm to circulate within. Psalm 138, verse 1, we read this. I will praise thee with my whole heart before the gods when I sing praise unto thee. He hath joy in his heart. And he goes on to think of providence in verse 8. The Lord will perfect that which concerneth me. Thy mercy, O Lord, endureth forever. He will perfect. He'll bring it to the conclusion. It be for my good, that which concerneth me. I'm waiting, and it's been a long time, but I delight in this book because I read of God's providence. John Flavel, the Puritan, notes, it is the duty of saints to reflect upon the performances of providence in straits. It's good to reflect upon the performances of providence. He's so governed, he's so preserved, he will bring you through. Well, this can bring us joy. Thy law is my delight because I read in it of God's providence. But then fourthly and finally here, we delight in the word in affliction because we read of Jesus, who is God's salvation. By faith we look on him in the word. You remember Simeon, he was waiting for God's salvation, the Lord Jesus Christ, the consolation of Israel. And when he had the Lord in his hands, in his arms, he said, mine eyes have seen thy salvation. By faith we look on Jesus in the word. And again we see him as altogether lovely. In the Song of Solomon 3 verse 4, we see the believer holding Christ by faith. It was but a little that I passed from them, that is, the gospel ministers. But I found him whom my soul loveth. I held him and would not let him go until I brought him into my mother's house. I held him. And often we hold Christ, don't we, when we're in the word, meditating on some verse that concerns our beloved Saviour. How many of the Lord's people have so held Christ? Reading those words, he is altogether lovely. We're waiting for deliverance. But in the word I read of my Saviour, who is altogether lovely, my Redeemer who holds my hand, and I know pleasure and delight. We read of him. We read of how he helps us. We read of how he comforts us. Remember those disciples in the storm, Jesus, he drew near, and they were fearful. Well, he spake to them and said, this, be of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid. And those disciples in the storm, they knew calm within, and they knew delight. The Lord had spoken, it was the Lord. And we find delight. It is I, be not afraid, how he comforts us. We hear his voice in the word, and he comforts us. And we're found delighting whilst we're waiting. It may be you're alone, you feel lonely. And then the Lord speaks through such a text as that, it is I, be not afraid. And that makes all the difference. He's there with me. My blessed Redeemer is at my right hand. He's there to help me. Oh, that brings us comfort, doesn't it? And joy. One of old wrote, Jesus, the very thought of thee with sweetness fills the breast. Oh, when we're focused, we're thankful that he's with us when we're not aware of him. But oh, when we're focused, do not we find that calm? And that delight of Sunday, he's there. He's looking out to me. He's helping me. Oh, we read of Jesus in the word, and we find delight whilst we're waiting. Think of those words in Proverbs 18, verse 24. A friend that sticketh closer than a brother. Oh, how that's helped us often. I have a sister. I would say she's a close sister. But I have an elder brother who sticketh closer than an earthly brother, the Lord Jesus Christ. And oh, what a comfort, what a friend he is. We're waiting for deliverance. It's been promised. We have a friend who's there with us whilst we're waiting. You may recall going to the dentist. You had a friend, someone with you, whilst you were waiting to go in. Or maybe the hospital, you have an appointment and you're a little concerned. You've asked a loved one or a friend to be there with you. And you're sitting in the waiting area and your friend is sitting next to you. Well, what a comfort to know we have a friend that's bigger, closer than a brother. He's so near to us and he's with us whilst we're waiting for deliverance. That brings joy, doesn't it? We read in the Song of Solomon 5 verse 16, this is my beloved and this is my friend. My beloved, that brings us delight, doesn't it? And then to be able to say, this is my friend, to think of him, he's so holy, so pure, so great and glorious. He hates sin, yet he's my friend. And he's with me. He's alongside me whilst I'm waiting for deliverance. I've waited years, you may say. Jesus has been there with you all that time. And he'll be there with you till deliverance comes. Thy law is my delight because I read in the words of my Saviour. And it brings me comfort and joy. I have longed for thy salvation, O Lord, and thy law is my delight. You may find a wooden box or a wooden chest, and you lift the lid. I remember years ago in the house where my grandparents lived, there was a wooden box, and we would lift the lid, and inside there were some treasures. And your eyes widen with delight. Look at those gold rings, maybe those gold coins, those precious necklaces, so on and so forth. You look within the box, you open the lid, and there is the treasures. Well, you open this book, and you discover much within that widens your eyes with delight. You know, you think of a little child. They're given a number of presents, and their eyes widen. There's delight within. We find ourselves having our faith, our eye of faith widened, and we know delight in view of the word. I have longed for thy salvation, O Lord, and thy law is my delight. Precious are the treasures in the word. It brings delight. Psalm 19 verse 10, more to be desired are they than gold. Well, as we close, thirdly, delight in obedience, delight in obedience. Delight whilst waiting, delight in the word, but as we close, delight in obedience. Now the psalmist has known delight in view of the Lord, in view of providence, in view of the comfort, but he's also known this delight in seeking to obey the Lord. Been a long time now, waiting for deliverance. His enemies have surrounded him. There are those who mock and whisper, is it worth it? But he finds delight in going on in God's word. Delight in obedience. I have longed for thy salvation, O Lord, and thy law is my delight. Whilst he was waiting, he delighted in obeying. He knew the Lord would bless through grace the righteous, the faithful man. Psalm 5 verse 12, and our Lord will bless the righteous with favour when thou comfortest him as with a shield. The Lord in a gracious way would bless him for his faithfulness, and so he delighted in obeying. Turn with me to Psalm 40 verse 8. I delight to do thy will, O my God. Thy law is within my heart. It was within his heart, there to comfort him and strengthen him, to assure him of deliverance, to bring him to a place of rest in view of providence. But also it was there that he might follow it, that he might obey his God. I delight to do thy will, O my God. Yea, thy law is within my heart. I delight. See the psalmist that I delight. And we see that aspect here as well. But you remember in Psalm 40, in light of Hebrews 10, we in the first place consider Christ as the apostle did. He took pleasure in being obedient to the will of the Father. I delight to do thy will, he says to the Father there in that psalm. Thy law is within my heart. He took pleasure in being obedient, in fulfilling the work that was given to him to do, though it was so costly, and he would be in such agony, as we know in the Garden of Gethsemane. Remember what he uttered in prayer to the Father in Matthew 26, verse 39. Oh, my Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as thou wilt. It's interesting there, isn't it? He was in agony because of the cup he was drinking from. He felt the wrath of God and he was burdened by the sins of his people. He had such low thoughts. He was in agony. He was heavy. Yet, at the same time, in light of Psalm 40, he knew delight in obeying the Father. And that comes out there in the garden. Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. He was so burdened. But then he looks up with delight. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as thou wilt. His delight was to do the Father's work that was given him. John 4, verse 34, Jesus said, my meat is to do the will of him that sent me and to finish his work. Well, he took pleasure in obeying. What a redeemer. And you consider what he was suffering and the sorrow he knew in his heart daily. And yet, he took that pleasure in obeying. Oh, to follow his example. Spurgeon, writing on Psalm 40 in view of Christ, wrote this: herein is the essence of obedience, namely, in the soul's cheerful devotion to God. I have longed for thy salvation, O Lord, and thy law is in my delight. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, let us seek to follow Christ's example. We ought to take delight in being obedient. It may be costly. There may be those who will mock you. But if you obey, you can be assured the Lord will so help you. Oh, consider Christ's example. May it be our delight to obey, though it may be costly. Psalm 119, verse 60. I will delight myself in thy statutes. I will not forget thy act. I will delight. Well, as we conclude tonight, consider the psalmist. He's longing. He's waiting. It's been a long time. But he's found delight in his heart. As the Lord has brought the word home to him, he's been helped and comforted and strengthened, and he's resolved forever to follow God and his word. May the Lord bless his word for his name's sake. Amen. Let us pray. Almighty and ever-blessed God, we thank thee that thou dost bring thy words home to us, and we have known delight in the midst of waiting. Sometimes we have waited a long time, but thou hast been often so quick to bring us comfort, and our hearts have found that delight within. Oh, may we know further times of delight, O Lord, when thou dost see us struggling in waiting for deliverance from some trial. Oh, bring the word home to us, that we will be found delighting in it. Oh, may our blessed Saviour be presented to us, O Lord, for we so delight in him. And as we think of the psalmist, help us also to find delight in obeying day by day. That pleasure in obeying thee. Oh, teach us more of that. Lord, we beseech thee. That pleasure in walking with thee. That pleasure in seeking to be more like Jesus. That delight in seeking to be more holy. Teach us more of this in our lives, O Lord. We thank thee for the delight we know in affliction by way of comfort. but may we also know that delight in seeking to please thee in affliction. Teach us that as well. Oh, hear us now, for Christ's sake. Amen.
Amen.
Listen to our second praise. Our second praise, Psalm 1, verses 1 through to verse 6. And the tune is Gruffenberg, that man have perfect blessedness, who walketh not astray, in counsel of ungodly men, nor stands in sinners' way. And notice particularly the second stanza, nor sitteth in a scorner's chair, but placeth his delight upon God's law and meditates on his law day and night. Someone, we're going to sing to the tune Gruffenberg, verses 1 through to verse 6.
That man hath perfect blessedness, who walketh not astray, in counsel of ungodly men, nor stands in sinners' way.
Amen.